Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. You got that written down, right? 855-993-7569. I know, every once in a while you have to sort of look at something in your phone, right? And those, I know those letters are very small. But you can always check out the website, and it's got both the numerical and the alphabetic. The alphanumeric, no, alphanumeric, well, alphanumeric is obviously both. So one is numeric, the other is alpha, beta, never mind. All right, you get the point. Listen, I'm not going to mess around right now because I have both Tracy and Anna who were smart enough to break the code to call very early. So I'm going to get to both of them one at a time. One at a time. Tracy, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you?
I listen to you on podcast. I just have a comment on, I believe, yesterday on tipping.
Okay.
I know in the state of Illinois, and it might be different other places, that waitresses and waiters don't get their hourly rate that they get paid is not the same rate as the dishwasher.
Right.
So that is why the tipping.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying it's more or less?
The waitress is paid less hourly. Their paycheck is that paycheck, the hour rate. They have, and then they can keep track of their tips. And if they don't make minimum wage, they can make that employer pay them the extra amount. They don't get minimum wage for their hours.
See, are you a waitress in Illinois by any chance?
No, I live in Illinois. I grew up, there's four of us kids, and my mother waitressed our whole life.
Yeah.
And the last I knew, and I don't know how many years ago, but the hourly rate was only $2 and something.
Wow.
On a paycheck. Their tips made up the difference.
Well, so does the employer just take it on faith that, because most tips, well, I guess some tips are on credit cards, some are on cash, but do they just take it, did your mother just keep track of how much cash she was given or how the tips and then turn it into the, were there ever months where she didn't make minimum wage on her tips?
She did not. My mother always worked in more of a high-end restaurant. So
okay.
She always paid more than
minimum wage.
Correct. So she never kept track. But the waitresses, say, in a little small
a diner or something, yeah.
Are making a lot less tips than she would have. So they can. Most waitresses probably do not keep track because they probably do end up making more than minimum wage. But their hourly rate that they're getting paid is not the same as the dishwasher in the back.
Right, so is your mom still alive?
No, she passed away.
Okay, if you could read her mind, would you think she'd be in favor of that system, or would she prefer having minimum wage?
Absolutely not. She would be in favor of
the tipping.
But she worked in a totally
different environment. Yeah,
more high end.
Yeah.
Now the person that works at the little diner might be totally different. You know, they might have.
Well, it's an interesting idea, isn't it? That people could opt for one or the other.
But I don't believe. I don't think they can opt for it.
I'm sure they can't, because it'd be very confusing. That you know, how do you keep tips away? If every tip is on a credit card, that's pretty easy to take care of. But a lot of tips are in cash. So
right,
I don't know. Go ahead.
Even here, if I pay by credit card, because I've asked, how do they get that tip? The ones around here where I live, they just give them that right at the end of the night in cash.
Yeah. Well, I've asked at places as well, and most wait staff, if you ask them, would you like me to put the tip on the credit card or cash, most prefer the cash. And one I mean, one tries not to think, well, maybe it's because they don't have to pay taxes on it. So, but I just know a lot of people tip cash, and a lot of people ask about whether they'd prefer. So it's an interesting issue. But you're saying, if I guess part of it is that I was working essentially a coffee shop when coffee was not as big a deal as it is now. And so if I got a dollar tip, that was a huge amount of money for a huge amount of work. I mean, it was. Probably minimum wage. I mean, I was a kid as well, so that, you know, I was so glad to have any money at that point that I probably didn't pay as much attention. And I know at some places that I've worked that you split the tips, so you put all your tips in a tip jar, and it got split between the waitstaff, the bartender, and bartender's tips went into the thing as well. And I think the back, I don't know if the dishwashers got the tips as well, but I think the cooks did. So it's a much more complicated issue than you think about it at first blush, isn't it? But that's an interesting perspective, Trace. Thanks for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
All right, because we were talking, if you're just joining us, we were talking about tipping yesterday, and that at least a couple of restaurants in Seattle have decided to do the European plan, which is just add service, just a service charge of 20%, and there's no tipping. And I just asked people what they thought about it, and it's wildly desperate and disparate. And Trevor started out on one side, and I think I inadvertently convinced him of the other, which, again, is why they won't put me in a jury, convince anybody of anything. Okay, Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Just first of all, I cannot thank you enough for 15 years of service that you provided to me when I've been listening to you since you were on WOR.
Well, so, thank you, Anna. I appreciate that.
Very, very grateful. So, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
I have an ongoing problem with my mother, who is currently in Ukraine. She's always been in Ukraine. I immigrated 22 years ago at the age 21. I'm 44 now. And I go back to visit, and the relationship has always been very one-sided, dictatorial, pretty much since I was a child. My mom was a KGB psychiatrist, so maybe that has something to do with
it. Probably, yeah.
So the issue currently is I'm planning a trip in September to go with my fiancé.
Okay.
My mom called me 2 days ago, and she started conversation. Listen to me. I ask questions, you answer. I talk, you listen. I had my 70th jubilee this year, and I demand that for my birthday, you give me all 5 days that you're going to be in Ukraine. You devote it entirely to me, nobody else. You're not seeing your father. You're not seeing your cousins. You're not seeing your uncle. You're not seeing anybody. And she hung up.
Dear.
And there is no way to reach her back. She refuses to have cell phones. She refuses to have computer. Her home line is always disconnected. She is traveling around. She is impossible to get in touch with. I cannot even tell you how many times I went back to Ukraine and I was searching for her for 5 days out of the week of the time that I had to spend there. So that tells you the enormous.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a control freak, isn't she? Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of understanding.
Right. So,
sorry.
How long do you? So, what before the dictatorial phone call? What was your plan about how much time you're going to spend with her? Is the entire
plan
time?
Honestly, was to spend as much time with her as possible, but at the same time to spend an hour or two with my father, spend an hour or two with my uncle, spend an hour or two with my childhood friends. It's not like I'm going to, you know, have 100 relatives.
Yeah.
We're basically talking decision about seeing 5-6 people or just seeing one.
Right. How long were you planning to be? Let me put you on hold. But when we come back, tell me how long you plan to be in the Ukraine. Does she know that you're bringing your fiance? We'll get this worked out. Honest. 855-993-7569. Look, for all of you who think you have controlling moms, but she could be worse. She could be a psychiatrist in the KGB. We'll return in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Anna. And I must tell you that my daughter's going to view you as a gift because she thinks it's really tough to have me as a mom. And I'm just going to tell her, look, at least I'm, you know, not in the KGB. So thank you for that. She'll be very grateful to you. All right,
You're
so let's
welcome.
Go back.
A
little talk and I can repay you for all the years of help.
Well, there you go. Now we're even. Okay. So what was your plan for your trip? How long were you planning to be in Ukraine?
Well, that's coming down to decision whether even to go to Ukraine under the circumstances, because and this is my own issue, because If I agree to the her conditions of the ultimatum.
Well, let's not go there. Let's not go there yet, because you don't want to be in a position where you're playing all or nothing. Because all or nothing means you lose. No matter what happens, you lose. If you don't go, basically she's controlled your destiny at that moment. And you're going to feel terrible about it. If you do go and follow her rules, she may feel happy, you're going to be unhappy. So either case, you end up losing. So let's not look at either of those alternatives. Let's not look at you canceling, and let's not look at you necessarily going along with her demands. So the question is, that's what I'm trying to figure is where our wiggle room is. So before the phone call, what was your plan? How long were you going to go?
My plan was to arrive there in the afternoon, set in a hotel, go. She would be at the airport greeting us, you know, have dinner. Next morning, wake up, have lunch with my uncle and my cousin and my cousin's baby. Spend the afternoon with mom again. Next day, have lunch with my dad and his family and my half-sister. Spend the afternoon with mom again. And next day, spend the whole day with mom, check out to Carpathian Mountains, come back, and following day, we're leaving. So,
all right, so you're talking about 5 days total.
Correct, yeah. That was my plan.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that even if mom wasn't kind of a control freak, it's going to make her feel like she's the hotel of mom, even though you're not staying there, and that she's kind of the sideshow. I mean, you're probably doing better. You probably would do better, and maybe this is the plan. If she didn't pick you up at the airport, it would be really easy, because what you do is you plan, instead of interspersing family members with mom's visit, you do all the family members like in a day. You see everybody in a day. And maybe one of the things that my mom used to do for me, because I have, when I go to Denver, I have a large family as well. And it turned out that I had a similar problem with my mom, and she's neither a psychiatrist nor in the KGB. So maybe it's just a mom issue. When I would say, well, I'm going to go visit a friend this afternoon, she would be very miffed. Well, I thought you came to see me. So what I finally learned to do was from the time I started with mom and dad when they were together, or mom and dad when they're separate, I would spend the entire day with them. So their time with me was completely unbroken. And so any plans I had with friends or with somebody else, I would plan either before or after my visit with them. So if mom didn't pick you up at the airport, it'd be relatively simple in that you could just have maybe dad and your half-sister have an open house where you get everybody over there, spend the entire day, and then go to your mom, which in theory you can still do, but you could do it at the beginning or the end.
The problem is that she wants to be in the airport. What do you mean? I'm paying for the car service. It's not like she's driving to pick us up. She doesn't even drive. She lives in the city. She never driven. Yeah, I'm paying for the car service. She just wants this. This is what she wants.
Well, but that's all right. You're allowed to have a vote, too. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have to play all or nothing. What you can do is, presumably, you have an address for her, even if you can't email her or phone her, that says, Mom, I'm going to spend a day with others, or I'm going to spend a day and a half with others, and so I won't, you're invited to come to any of the events, and the rest of the time I'm going to spend exclusively with you. Would you like it on these 2 days or those 2 days? Now, she may or may not respond to you, because the obvious thing about somebody who is as controlling as she is the obvious thing for her to do is not respond, at which point you just set it up however you want it to be set up. And given the fact that you're staying in the hotel, and that makes it a lot easier, because what you can just say is, Mom, I'll meet you tomorrow night at whatever time. And if she sort of makes a fuss about saying, well, if you can't spend the entire time with me, I don't want to spend any time with you, saying, Mom, you know, I came all this way, I'd really love to see you. And, you know, if you really, I'll come over tomorrow, and if you don't want to see me, I suppose you don't want to see me. In other words, kiddo, at some point, you got to learn to negotiate with her, and she's certainly not very easy to negotiate with, but playing all or nothing games is essentially her controlling you again. And what you really want to do is help her to understand that you love her dearly, and you're just not playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
So the clue is, I think, first of all, to condense both things, condense your time with her and condense your time with others so that neither intrudes on the other. Because that's, do you know, I don't know, do you have children?
I don't.
Okay.
I have three stepchildren.
Okay, well, remember when you were a kid. The thing about, the reason I was asking that is the transitions are really, look, we understand transitions are hard because it's called happy hour for adults. What we say to adults is going from a business situation to a home situation is so stressful that you need to lubricate yourself with alcohol to be able to do it. That's what happy hour is really invented to do, is the transition. It's an acknowledgement that transitions are difficult. What I was going to do is if you remember when you were a kid and going off to school, the hard part wasn't being at school. The hard part wasn't being at home. The hard part was going from one to the other. And so, for example, when a parent calls me up and says, my kid cries and screams when I have to, you know, get him out of the car at school, I said, put him on the bus or have a neighborhood carpool where they go with other kids or somebody else takes them or dad takes them. So the transition happens essentially, the transition is more obvious, more discreet. And I think that's true with your mom as well. The issue isn't that you're going to see other people. The issue is that she feels that she's left, that you're there, and she's left by herself. So you're better to do all of that either before or after you spend the time with her. Because what she's just saying is, I want to feel like I'm really important to you. And she doesn't feel that when you, with your schedule. And your schedule, unfortunately, with all the best intentions in the world, is going to exacerbate the problem. Because you spend some time with her, then some time with somebody else. Some time with her, then some time with somebody else.
That's a good point.
And it won't work. Because she's constantly having to transition, as are you. So it'll work much better to put all the time with her together so she feels it's really special, and all the time with other people discreet so she doesn't have to, she doesn't really have to acknowledge it. She doesn't have to be aware of it.
That's,
which doesn't mean you hide
good.
It from her. You're just not rubbing your nose in it. You're not saying, okay, I've had, because what she's seeing, kiddo, is that Anna could only deal with me in short bursts, which may be true, but it's just not helpful.
Oh, yeah, it is very true. Yeah,
it's just not helpful.
Partially, yeah.
So instead of sort of spicing the visits with Mom with the seasoning of other people, it just won't work that. Try doing it the other way and saying, Mom, you could choose. I'll either spend a day with all the other relatives and then 3 days with you, or I can spend 3 days with you and then a day with the relatives. Which would make you happier? And if she doesn't get a response, you choose which would make you happier.
Okay. Thank you so much. That has been enormously helpful. Really,
well,
really appreciate it.
Send me a postcard from the Ukraine.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, have fun. Bon voyage. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. Love your insight. I am job searching, and I have done a lot of soul searching, and I read the book, What Color Is Your Parachute, determine my favorite skills and fields of fascination, and I'm wondering if I could read them to you, and you might be able to help me out with jobs and career fields.
Sure. Let me ask you a couple questions before I hear that, because I absolutely do want to hear it. First of all, how old are you?
37.
Okay. What kinds of jobs have you done in the past?
Working backward, market research, evaluation research at a medical school in Boston, and then public health research.
Okay. So you've done, you have a lot of research in your background.
Yes, and I am insatiably curious.
Okay.
So favorite skills, gathering information by interviewing or observing people, fascinated by human behavior, people's thoughts, experiences, preferences, and opinions. I have empathy, sensitivity, and curiosity toward them. Number two is gathering information by studying or observing things. I notice details very quickly. I'm extremely observant of my surroundings. Number three, I have very acute sensory skills, so I'm sensitive to and perceptive of physical objects in my environment and can make judgments quickly and easily assess my surroundings.
What's your level of education?
Master's.
In what?
Sociology.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
Well,
if you have a magic wand, you can create the perfect job. What do you want
to do? I would love to just go around and talk to people and get their opinions on things. But I love...
Well, you can do that. It's called, you know, being a pollster. It doesn't pay very well.
Right.
You can do that. I mean, almost any kind of company does. I mean, I actually led sessions at one point for Gillette, so I know they do it. Drug companies do it. Anybody who does market research hires people to go and do things like that.
Right.
So you can either work for the company or you can work for an organization that collects data. There are also pollsters. I guess part of it depends. I mean, the thing that popped to mind when you were talking with me was being a social worker, which obviously doesn't necessarily, I mean, it pays probably somewhere in the middle, a lot less glamorous, a lot more sort of do-gooder kind of thing, and certainly a higher level of burnout, but more of a level of intensity and involvement. So,
well, my favorite fields of fascination are social psychology. I love mind-body.
Yeah, but my dear, you hear me trying to move you away from the abstract.
Right.
I mean, I think, because abstract ain't going to get you a job. It's not even going to get you pointed in the right direction. And what I'm saying is, what do you want to do? And if you can figure out, I mean, saying, you know, I want to ask questions. It's fine. I mean, you can do telephone polls. It pays almost nothing, but it's something you can do. You can do it out of the house. I think you have to think more in terms of specifics. Do you want to work? Do you want to work outside the home? How much money do you want to make? Do you want to work with individuals? Is there an age group that you particularly like or don't like? Do you want to work for a large corporation? Do you want to be self-employed? Do you want to work in an academic environment? Do you want to work in a more commercial environment? I get your skills, and I get that you're aware of them. That's not going to get you a job.
Something in healthcare and hospitals is my top choice.
Well, I would go and talk with, I mean, there are several ways of going. Certainly go talk to the personnel department at a large hospital, assuming you live near one.
Mm-hmm.
And say, listen, here's my skills. I would, for example, love to do intake interviews or, polling or whatever. This is my skill level. This is what I'd like to do. It's certainly possible. Most hospitals these days have PR departments and marketing research because hospitals, among other things, are a business, and that may be interesting too. But I would certainly go and talk with a hospital, if nothing else, as an informational interview. And they may have some ideas. There are also employment agencies that specifically hire in the medical field. Do not go into a job interview assuming that someone will look at you and think, "Ah, Karen would be great in this."
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, you actually may run into somebody who actually has that approach, but you're much more likely to have access to them if you've gone in looking for a specific job.
Okay.
And then they say, okay, well, you know, you may not be fitted exactly for this one, or we do have someone, but let me think about you in this particular context. So you hear that my theme here is to be much more specific rather than general.
Okay. Is it okay to be specific and then say, or if there's anywhere else I could fit at your...
No, I wouldn't say if there's anywhere else. I would say, and it occurs to me that these same skills might be usable in this other department. Do not assume that people will do the work for you, because they won't. Every once in a while, you may get, you know, fairy dust sprinkled around your feet, and someone will come in and say, Karen, you know, I know this is what you're applying for, but you'd be terrific in this, but you can't count on that, and that's what you're doing with being this abstract. Go look through the want ads and go see what appeals to you, and go talk to some of those people, and it never hurts to have an informational interview. It never, and do things like send them a thank you note after you've done the interview, so that because that will cement you as being positive. Call back about them, and you'll have more of a sense of what's available. Go take the civil service exam, because it'll give you a GS rating, which means one out of every six jobs in this country is government. So you may not want to work for the government, although government does a lot of polling. So, but I think you need to think more specifically in terms of what you want to do, as opposed to what your skills are. Okay? Joanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good, Joanne. What's on your mind?
Well, I have something that just came out the past couple of days. My daughter's husband informed her that he was gay, and they have two young children, 9 and 11. And my question to you is, do you tell the children?
I think he tells them. First of all, it's not like he's got bubonic plague, and I think he needs to explain. How long have they been married?
14 years.
Yeah, I'm sure he feels awful about it. I'm sure she feels awful about it. I think...
He's handling it. These children are just absolutely the happiest kids you ever saw.
Well, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be unhappy. It just means, is he planning to divorce your daughter?
Well, I would assume so.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily make an assumption.
It's taken him this long to come out with this.
I don't know, Joanne. I don't know that I would make any assumptions. That he's, look, first of all, your son-in-law has probably known since he was 16 or so, and maybe earlier than that he's gay, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, he really wanted what he has, which is children and a wife and a normal lifestyle, or, you know, a conventional lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is he just feels at 40, which is not particularly surprising, that he can't live a lie anymore. And it may have been that he's found somebody. It may just be that he feels that, you know, he can't continue to deny who he is. Your daughter may have had some inkling about it, but
we all did.
Yeah, so I think what you say to the kid, I think
but the children didn't.
Well,
and he never showed them affection.
Joanne, you don't know that. And I think what he needs to do is say to the kids, listen, it turns out that Daddy's had a secret, and you guys may have noticed that I did this, this, and this, and, you know, Daddy didn't choose to do this, that this just his feelings, and so Daddy is going to go, and I don't know what that means, if he's going to live by himself, if he's got a boyfriend or whatever, but I still love you, I'm still going to see you, because the kids care not about, they don't care about anybody's sexuality but their own, they just want to know how it's going to affect them, and so... Your son-in-law and your daughter need to have sorted that out. Is he going to stay here and live? Does he have a boyfriend? When's he going to see the kids? And affirm that that I still love your mom. I still love you guys, but I'm the person that it's hard for your mom to be married to somebody who is gay because she's straight. And this is what I think that the kids don't need to know about his sex life, but I think they need to know that this is why their relationship is going to change.
Okay, well, this is what's worrying both of us, the other children finding out about this.
Well, but Joanne, first of all, the only reason they know is if the kids tell.
I know, one of them's just 9.
Joanne, you're worrying about the wrong stuff. You're worrying about the neighbors. The kids will be fine. He's not the only gay dad.
I'm not worried about the neighbors at all. We're worried about the children.
The children will be fine. They're not the only children who have a gay parent. They know about gay. They watch Will and Grace on television.
The children will be fine. They will be. What we're concerned about is the other children.
Joanne, I just walked you through this, though. You know, they're not the only kids in fifth grade and third grade who have gay parents. I mean, there are going to be other kids who are adopted by gay parents. There are going to be other kids whose parents are gay. There are going to be other people who have two mommies or two daddies. And I think what's the alternative? To lie to them? I mean, that makes it an icky secret. The kids, and you've got two kids, one of them will probably adopt and adapt better than the other because one of the kids is more adaptable than anything. And, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not going to happen. I'm saying it's nothing that you can worry about, number one, because you don't know, and why worry about things before it's happened, number one. Number two, the alternative is to lie to them, and I think that's always a mistake. So... He hasn't done anything illegal. He hasn't done anything immoral. He's not going to go to the slammer. He hasn't embezzled. He didn't run over anybody. He's not got a DUI. I mean, these things happen. And kids are much more adaptable than you think they are. And the only way that the kids at school would know is if they tell them. They can just say, you know, whatever they're going to say. And they may have questions about it. And you could certainly have them talk with you about it, or their mom about it, or most importantly, their dad about it. They can call me about it. You're sort of being tempted to lie to them about it, and it's never a good idea. First of all, one of them has probably already sorted it out, probably the older one. And I think we don't lie to kids anyway. I don't think we need to go into great detail about anything, but they're going to know. And better they know now and adjust to it than they find out at some point by hearing somebody at school talk about it. That's what's dangerous, not their knowledge, but that they've been misled. Because then they won't trust you, or mom, or whomever.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've got a 18-year-old daughter, soon to be 19. She has this idea that she needs to have breast implants, and I'm against the idea. I think she needs more maturing and growing up to do and a few other things she should be focused on. And just
are you, if she were 25, would you be against it?
No, I think if I was 25, I think.
No, not if you were 25, if she was 25.
Yeah, sorry.
If you were 25, you could go for it, go. Now, if she were 25, so the issue is not the implants, but the age?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the issue.
Are you and her mom together?
No.
That's what it sounded like. How long have you been divorced, or were you ever together?
We've been divorced for about 6 years.
She lived with mom or with you?
Well, actually, about a year ago, she moved out of mom's place and moved in with a boyfriend.
Okay. Does she have enough money to pay for them?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she wants you to pay for them.
And well, she doesn't want me to pay for them, and she knows I won't pay for them. She wants me to co-sign a loan, and she will pay for them.
How much do breast implants cost? About $6,000, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And what kind of job does she have?
She's a retail store manager.
How much money does she make a month?
I don't know the exact figure. She just enrolled for college, so she's, you know, got good direction for the most part.
Where's she going to get the money for? Are you paying for college?
Yeah.
Okay, but not breast implants.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have? I mean, how much does her college cost?
It's about, well, I'd say $2,000 a year.
Okay. Must be state school. All right. So, what's your income on a yearly basis?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's enough.
Well, because, see, what I would do, if you sort of say, look, breast implants are dangerous, or, you know, you shouldn't be focused on the superficial, yada, yada, I would certainly get the information, you could certainly Google that most people are not very much in favor of breast implants, because there are things called padded bras, push-up bras. You can take everything from your waist to your chin and shove it into a bra, and it'll look just fine. So, and I mean, the medical implications, I mean, not to mention difficulties about breast cancer and, you know, foreign substances and, you know, hardening stuff and yada, yada. So there's a huge amount of information, number one, that says not a good idea. And I certainly would not be shy about Googling that, although that I was sort of interested that wasn't really your issue. Your issue was her age. And I think it's relatively simple if that's really your issue. What you can say is, for your 21st birthday, I'll co-sign a loan. And then it's a done deal. And if she wants to do it before then, if she can come up with the money, ducky. But with somebody who's 18, who's going to college, if you're not careful, co-signing a loan essentially means she has no credit. If she defaults, guess who pays for the breast implants?
That's right.
That would be you.
Yeah, and I told her I'm against that, especially if to pay for something that I'm not in favor for.
No, I absolutely agree with you. If it helps you at all, and I'm not sure. I mean, my daughter at one point said, Mom, will you come with me to get a tattoo? And, you know, there's that seductiveness of a kid asking for your help as opposed to saying, whatever. So, and I said, honey, look, I'll help you do almost anything you want. And if you want to get a tattoo, it's your body. But I don't want to basically help you do something I think makes no sense. A tattoo is permanent. And if you want to do it, you know, fine. But I don't really want to make it easy for you to do something I don't think makes any sense. I'm not going to stop you, but I'm not going to help you either. And that seemed to me a perfectly moral and defensible position, number one. Number two, I think what you can say to your daughter is essentially the same thing. Is at 21, you know, I'll co-sign if the issue is age, not the implant. For me, it would be, look, I'll tell you what, for your birthdays from now on, for birthday and Christmas, I will give you money rather than something else, and you can bank it. And so by the time you're 21, you'll probably have enough to buy at least the left breast. But I think that realistically, if you look at the economics of it, she's not going to be able to afford this, which means you're going to end up paying for it. And I think that's a bad idea for two reasons. Number one, you're really teaching her, she's learning nothing about money except dad's the backup. And especially with divorced parents, that can be really seductive and really dangerous. And second of all, you're really, I think your point that says, why make it easy for someone to do something I don't think makes any sense, is profound. So I would say to her, if you want to do it, I'm not going to stand in your way. Here's some information which makes me uncomfortable about it, or the issue is your age. And sort of make any accommodation, but I think it makes no sense to basically help her do something that you think is not wise. And as I said, you're probably going to end up paying for it if you're not very careful, or if she's not a much better budgeter than most kids are at that age.
Yeah, that's my concern. And my main concern is she's, you know, a headstrong individual that's determined. And
well, that's fine. I mean, yeah. You're not trying to, if she ends up deciding she wants to do it, you know, so be it. But you helping or doing it is a different issue.
No, I agree.
And look, understand, you hear that if you and Mom were together, so it wasn't an issue of, gee, will she never speak to me again, you know, my guess is it never would have crossed your mind. And it's that sort of issue about divorce of wanting to be, you know, beloved as a parent, knowing that there's already another parent who is perfectly willing to badmouth you. Mm-hmm. Be careful of that.
Yes.
Because guess is if the two of you were together, it would never have come up.
Yeah, no.
It would have come up. You and her mom both would have said no. Or even if her mom had said yes, she said, fine, talk with your mom about it. I'm not going to do it. And at this moment, you're thinking, well, you know, we have a fragile relationship. But if I don't do this, she's not going to speak to me for a long. So what?
Yeah.
Don't do something that you know is not doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think I've come to the resolve of, so what if, she's not happy with
and
it.
What you, yeah, what you can say is, look, I love you. And, you know, in the same way, if I said to you, honey, will you help me go and learn to chew tobacco? You know, or will you help me invest in a tobacco company or whatever it is that hers, or buy a mink farm? I mean, you know your daughter well enough to pick out something that's comparable that you are okay about and she feels adamant about, and asking her so she understands what the moral dilemma is.
Yeah. Well, I gave her the analogy, you know, everybody at that age, you know, they want the nice, shiny whatever. It could be a regular.
No, that's the wrong approach. The approach is, what is she give you a hard time about? Is she a vegetarian? Is she anti fur? Is she anti, you know, is she a green?
Right.
What is she?
Well, I don't know. She's none of that stuff kind of thing. But she's.
What does she think in your lifestyle is really stupid and destructive?
In my lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe not having. I'm just in a new relationship, which is going very well. So, I mean, that's kind of all balanced out.
Does she like the new woman?
She seems to, yeah.
Well, you have to, I mean, Ray, there's got to be something about it. I mean, she can't be an 18-year-old female who doesn't disapprove of something.
I know.
Do you smoke?
What you're trying to get.
Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Do you drink?
No, just casual.
Does she have a hard time with your casual drinking?
No.
Do you exercise?
Yes.
So you're not overweight?
Right.
There's nothing you do that she objects to?
Oh, there must be.
Well, figure out what it is.
Yeah.
And point out that if you asked her to support that she'd have the same moral dilemma.
Right.
Talk to her about shiny new things and how stupid it is to be 18.
Right.
But then you'll antagonize her, and it's a legitimate antagonism.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to her supporting something that you do that she doesn't approve of. Treat her like an adult, not like a 4-year-old.
Yes, I agree.
All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.